spent the entire commercial break continuing my conversation with my guest architect, Kent Mixon. And he was telling me about his dad, who was a real estate broker in Bakersfield. And he was looking at my Samsonite briefcase that I used for the radio program that I bought in 81. And it's kind of damaged a little on the corner. So this is kind of like my throwaway case that I just bring stuff once a week here to the program. And he remembered his dad had an old Samsonite case. And it's funny how things bring back memories, which is it's connected to architecture because that's what you want to do with building homes and kind of establishing things. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update, 37th week of the year 2016, the 941st week. I've compiled these statistics in a row for the week ending September 16th. Single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta. First category, new listings. 42 new listings hit the books this week. It's a good number, high number. Two are already closed, and one is in escrow, so a net number of 39. Not to be confused with a net binning. A low of $599,000 on Pitos Street, not Pathos. And a high, are you sitting down? $65 million, Montecito Ranch Lane. I think that's the one that includes a, what's the game you play on horses with throwing clubs around? Oh. Polo.
Oh.
Throwing, I don't think you throw the clubs, but you have a club. What?
Horseshoes.
I think it comes with a polo. 21 of the 42 new listings were under $1 million. So that's half, which means the median price is just at $1 million, which is very low for new listings, by the way. The average, $2.8 million. That's when you have a house like $65 million push up the average, but it doesn't impact the median price. Second category, opened escrows. 19 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending September 16th, 2016. A low of $499,000 on 7th Street. That's in Carpinteria. A high of $10,750,000 on Toro Canyon Road. 10 of the 19 opened escrows were under $1 million. So that's more than half. So the median price, only $900,000. $900,000 median price for 19 sales. Compare that to the median sales price year to date of $1.2 million. Sold listings, third and final category. 14 even luckier people closed escrow on their single family home. That's a very low number. 2015, we averaged just over 20 sales per week, so 14 closings. That's a low number. The low sale for the week, $643,000 on Tekelote Avenue. Tekelote Avenue. I wonder if that's an old Indian name. It's in Old Town Goleta. And back in the late 70s, when I was finishing college at UCSB and working at Hobie Baker's, right on Hollister Avenue in Old Town Goleta, and walk across the street to the English department, which was an old bar, previously was the Bank of America building, and now it was became one of those health food restaurants. I'm not sure, I don't think they're still there. The English department was started by a guy who lost his tenure at the English department at UCSB. So he opened a bar with one or two other professors. And there was a guy who used to shoot pool there with me, and he lived on Tekelote Avenue. So Old Town Goleta, $643,000 at the low sale. A high of $6,367,500 on Padaro Lane, or Padaro Lane. If you have that kind of money, you can call it whatever you like. Six of the 14 sold listings. You think I'll ever find out how to pronounce that name? I don't know how to pronounce it. Six of the 14 sold listings were under $1 million. Again, almost half, so the median price just over $1,000,035,000. So pretty remarkable that the three median prices for the three categories were almost all under $1 million this week. It's just kind of an odd, funny coincidence. Those are the stats for the week ending September 16th, 2016. If anyone asks you what percentage of listings are in escrow right now, tell them 22%. We have 129 listings in escrow right now. And compared to last year at this time, it was 117. In 2014, it was only 98. Okay, now that's a fluctuating number. So 40% of the listings under $1 million are in escrow. And that number is identical to what it was last year at this time. We are at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, remember I can answer any question eventually.